This is Scott Becker with a special edition of the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. I'm excited today to be joined by Holly McCormick. Holly's a chief nursing officer. Holly, take a moment to introduce yourself, and then I'll go ahead and ask you questions about sort of the current state of play today, coronavirus and more, and sort of what you're seeing and so on. Holly?
Sure, that sounds great. So my name is Holly McCormick, and I am the chief nursing officer at Cottage Hospital in Woodsville, New Hampshire. So we're a 35-bed rural hospital. We're right on the border of Vermont and New Hampshire, so we service both states. We have 25 inpatient beds plus a 10-bed geropsych unit.
And what are you seeing so far in terms of coronavirus preparation? What is the mood? What's going on right now? Give us a little bit of insight to someone who's sort of like living in a hospital right now and what you're seeing.
Yeah, what we're seeing is a lot of preparation. You know, there's a little bit of anticipation and a little bit of angst trying to predict what a surge is going to look like for us in our rural hospital. What I can say is we have been preparing for quite some time. We do a lot of emergency preparedness and drilling. And so these types of scenarios are things that we've gone over, you know, over time in a tabletop fashion of what would this look like. And so this is, you know, really such an unprecedented thing that we're actually putting this into action. But I think we're in a pretty good spot right now. We're in that calm before the storm of making sure we have everything right. We're drilling with our staff procedures for, you know, appropriate use of PPE, patient placement. You know, the regulations coming from the suggestions from the CDC of how to handle these patients seems to change very frequently. And so making sure we're getting the most up-to-date information and sharing that with folks.
And your nursing team, I mean, obviously healthcare workers on the front lines of this, trying to avoid, you know, being overwhelmed, your immune system's overwhelmed, everything else. People scared, people excited, people feel like this is what they were born for. What's the sense of people on the front lines of how they sort of see this?
You know, I think it's probably, you know, a combination of all of that and folks. But, you know, I think because people have a little bit of personal anxiety about what does this mean to them and their families, there's that piece that always comes to work with them. How do they go home and make sure they're not bringing anything home with them and keep their families safe? So there's that piece. But I also think it's important for us as a hospital to help reassure them that we have the appropriate PPE for here for you. We're going to make sure we keep you as safe as possible. We're going to communicate safe procedures with you. We're going to drill and practice while we have this time before we get that surge of patients we're expecting so that we're ready, so that they can feel comfortable and feel ready.
When you look at your team and your staff, just a moment to express your pride and your thoughts about them.
Oh, I couldn't be prouder of this team. And I couldn't, this entire facility is just a remarkable thing. You know, we call ourselves the little engine that could, because we do such amazing things and such amazing outcomes and stories come from our hospital. We're the only level 4 trauma center north in the North Country. So that's something that we're very proud of. And I think it's because we're just a very nimble organization and we work well as a team. And so when something has to be done, people are happy to pitch in and happy to help. And that's what makes me so proud of this team, that I know, you know, when the time comes, whether it's in 1 week or 2 weeks, when that surge comes, we're all going to pull together and we're going to get through this and we're going to have good outcomes and we're going to keep everybody safe. And that's really the goal.
And sort of as you sort of plan for that surge, as the United States plans for that surge, any sort of final thoughts you want to leave people with in terms of encouragement, concern, what they should be doing, anything at all that you wanted to leave people with in thoughts about this?
You know, I think because this is obviously a novel virus and we, you know, that hasn't been studied long, we just have to learn the lessons that have come along, you know, look at how it progressed in China, look what was going on in Italy, and now it's in our own country. And, you know, we're seeing, you know, the epicenter, New York City, and what's going on with them. And, you know, they're suffering through this loss of or not having enough PPE and the angst with that. And so for us here, as we're getting ready, is trying to predict what that surge will look like. How many patients will we take in this facility maximum? What does that mean in terms of PPE, that we'll have to have enough of that? And so just, you know, I'm trying to take advantage of every minute we can to prepare and make sure that we are as ready as we possibly can be, even though I you know, we know we don't know what we know yet. So, you know, it's we're going to have to just wait and see how it all plays out.
Thank you very much. Holly, it's great for you to join us today. We're all hoping that the expectation is worse than the actual outcome. These thoughts of the surge and so forth, that it won't be as bad as expected. We're all hoping for the best, and we are obviously just crazily thankful for people like yourself and your team that's on the front line of actually dealing with people and patients as they work through this. So thank you, Holly, so much, and so much for taking the time out of your schedule to join us for a few minutes today. Thank you very much.
Thank you.